Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Pamela here from Lumen Inline Technologies, and we not only have the infrared and far infrared pads and in specific frequencies. If you look at that frequency list, it's interesting, frequency 1 to 7 and then NICO. Now the newer machines also will scan through all the frequency ranges, and I'm working with Dr. Greg Hipskind, neurologist in Texas, who's the head of the board for Inlight Technology, so that they can eventually incorporate some way of inducing the atomic resonance of minerals and amino acids. Now, I'm going to get into a kind of a brief dissertation and try not to get too technical. If you look actually at a thing called reverse transcriptase and the fact that prions or protein molecules can actually make RNA, and RNA can be reverse transcriptase to make DNA, a prion can actually take over your DNA reproductive process and cause bovine spongiform encephalopathy, which can cause scrapie, a disease of sheep, let's say in Australia. Now, what people should start understanding is that the way your DNA is controlled is what's called a stochastic neural net. Now, stochastic neural net means it's a parallel processing system, which is what the computers are trying to do to create true artificial intelligence. I actually have a technical thing called a neurotron circuit that I'm actually getting patented, which would be the first circuit that allow a computer to actually program itself and be truly artificially intelligent. No one else has anything like what I'm inventing, actually, in terms of nonlinear stochastic neural net processing. They've made simulations of it, and I've been working with Pascal PL1 and nonlinear programming for 45 years, and I have to actually avoid getting into coding because I get addicted. To me, lines of mathematical code are better than lines of cocaine. I don't use artificial drugs. I use tons of nutraceuticals, but I'm hyper enough. I do not need anything to make me more hyper. But what I got to say here, though, is I've used and stood on the shoulders of scientists from Tesla, Linus Pauling, Maxwell, Planck, and others, and have now a collective total understanding, although I haven't published it because I don't want my ideas turned into a weapon, which I potentially could make. I could make the most deadly silent weapon in the history of humanity, and I'm not going to do it. Just like I didn't go ahead into 1969 and go into plasma nuclear physics at MIT and make the most deadly plasma nuclear weapons in the history of humanity. I'm not going to do it, okay? What I want to do is turn it into health. So the way your cells work is you have a little spheroid called a nucleoplasm. It's a little spheroid that holds all your eukaryotic DNA. Now outside that, you have mitochondria throughout the cell. And the mitochondria have their own ring chromosome, but they're 30 times more likely exposed to free radicals to get damaged. So your body has to get rid of all damaged mitochondria and replace them. In fact, if you look at the electron microscopy of diabetics and people who are aging, they accumulate all damaged mitochondria and don't get rid of it. If you look at the gene complexes of how a person lives longer, you know several things. Firstly, they have long telomeres, which is a little infrared antenna between the end of your chromosome, the chromatid, that talks to your ion channels and lets minerals and amino acids in. And those minerals and amino acids the harmonic resonant frequency actually turns on specific what I call harmonic resonant operons. I presented this lecture back in 1982 called Polo and Mazur Operons. And I presented to Dr. Rollins and the University of Calgary Department of Biophysics, and they were absolutely amazed because I did quantum energy transfer equations to explain it. Now, there's no medical doctor that doesn't have advanced math, medical, and computing training, and quantum physics is going to even vaguely understand what I'm talking about. But these biophysicists did, and it deals with things like the quantum holographic universe. Now, there's also quantum entanglement, and we'll get into that another time, but what it means is I can now generate a specific frequency pattern for specific illnesses. So if you actually send me a request, and I don't just have it as a menu where you can just go in and order a specific frequency pattern, say, for hypertension or heart disease or dementia or thyroid, you have to contact me, and I'll give you the list of nutraceuticals because you need signal plus substance to equal healing. Now, one of the great breakthroughs is my new Red Deer Velvet DR, and I have patents that are pending on it that are now going to be not only here but in Asia and overseas in Europe. And it's the first and only product in the world that actually returns your TIL cells in your body to the fetal placental state. Now, your placenta, although it's coded in human DNA, actually is a bioengine that generates biomolecules. It isn't just a interface with the uterine wall to get oxygen and some sugar and some other nutrients. It actually is a bioengine to generate the 300-plus biomolecules and 6-plus growth hormones that actually allow your tissues to regenerate any organ in your body. Well, I've actually worked out the Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand, from Red Deer, Scottish Red Deer. Actually, those molecules get destroyed by the stomach acid and pepsin and the succinylcholinergic enzymes from your pancreas, and I found a way of getting around that so that they get to the terminal ileum, they get mycelized. So we now have the building blocks to allow you to regenerate, and I add this to our list of peptides developed by Dr. Cavinson. So I have target peptides that will actually work to augment your DNA to actually regenerate any tissue. I'm actually personally taking 10 different peptides right now, and I'm seeing remarkable regeneration. When I add in another week, which we figure next week we'll have the Red Deer Velvet, and then if I add the frequencies, I'm going to even do it on my little dog Max. My little dog Max is going to sit in my professional grade dual sonic life device, and I'm actually going to put the harmonic resonance to reactivate his DNA. Because when your biophoton flux drops, your number of biophoton units per minute flux drops, that's when your DNA shuts off and you age or die. So every disease is actually a controlled silencing of the biophoton flux that regulates the minerals coming into your nucleoplasm channels to turn on your DNA to create messenger RNA for structural proteins and enzymes. And I'm the first in history to actually figure out how to do that, standing on the shoulders of other scientists. Now, somebody might say, well, I can get this elsewhere. No, you can't. I'm the inventor. And I'll have patents on all this technology. I'm it. Okay? Now, people say, why are you a radio host? Well, firstly, I don't want a license in this country because the medical system in this country is disgusting. It pushes drugs, in many cases, are useless. Some cases, they're very appropriate, and I know when they are. And I'll tell you when drugs are appropriate. I just had a gentleman the other day asked about, can he take my Cardiovasc and take Valsartan, which is the ACE receptor blocker. I said, fine, but if you'll take all the other nutraceuticals we have, you'll probably get off the Valsartan. Because you have to understand, many of these drugs, like ACE inhibitors, will cause blockage of neurotenins and bradykinase, so you'll actually get a capitan cough. So you don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the key thing about lumen photon, and I use my lumen photon not only to induce sleep, because I take not only the pineal peptides for sleep induction, and my sleep nutraceuticals like Stress to Go, 5-HTP, and melatonin, time release. If you set it on frequency 3, it stimulates your pineal gland to actually make melatonin release and put you to sleep. So I put the little pads right over my eyes, turn it on for 30 minutes, and within minutes, I'm snoring. It's great. Now, if you've had a traumatic head injury or migraines, or which I used to suffer from, I have migraines for years, because I take CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquinol, Brain Mag, they've been pulsatine, which is, of course, in brain power. If you take the lumen photon, it doesn't matter if you've got weak bones. I had a lady the other day email me on the weekend. I did. Believe it or not, I got a ton of emails done, so you should be happy. Dr. Bill caught up pretty well. One lady, she had a T7 fracture of her thoracic spine. Very nasty. If you get thoracic osteopenia, osteoporosis, and you got a compression fracture, they can blow it up, but it's a very serious surgical procedure to actually go in there, blow up the vertebral body, and put an artificial cement matrix so you don't end up with spinal cord compression, because at T7, you still have spinal cord, not spinal roots. Below T12, you usually have spinal roots, and you got a cauda equina, or the horsetail, we call it. So the problem is that people don't understand what I have here now is very unique. The best nutraceuticals on the planet, we have the best, by far margin over anybody else on this or any other radio or TV or other station. We have now Lumen Photon and other technology like Sonic Life. Sonic Life right now is the best way to deliver the frequencies through the Sonic Life EGFT frequency adjustment, actually plugging right the side of the machine. But I want the pads to be able to do it. That's why I'm working with Dr. Hipskind. So I'm going to be sending him an email after the show today because his phone is jammed. I mean, he wanted a couple weeks ago to get me arranged to do a conference call because he got all excited about what I'm presenting. Because what I'm presenting is something that will be what's called DNA augmentation. Because if I can increase your biophoton flux, whether it's kidney failure and I'm giving you kidney peptides and I'm giving you now a Red Deer Velvet DR and all our other nutraceuticals to help regenerate your kidneys, and you're putting the Lumen Photon over the kidneys on, say, frequency 4 for kidneys and internal organs, and eventually the EGFT frequency for the amino acids and minerals for regenerating your kidneys are going to come back. Believe it or not, we can regenerate de novo new organs.
Bacon love.
Let's go over the different types of pads that are available. We have a whole bunch of new ones, and I've been so busy this last week, and I'm going to get those up this week. But if you contact me and you say, hey, I got this kind of area, we've got new T-shaped pads, we've got pads that will cover the head, helmet, you need a dual controller. In fact, if you already have a controller with dual controls, you can just attach and buy the pad. You know, the pad set up for the head that covers the whole head, say a traumatic brain injury or Parkinson's disease, whatever. And people need to realize EGFT, or epigenetic frequency therapy, involves Lumen Photon. And it's the perfect way of delivering it because the way that the DNA talks to the ion channels is infrared. Did you know that? If you actually looked teleologically, that's how you can actually tell the bonding pattern of every molecule in the body is infrared spectroscopy of the chemical bonds to tell you what the structure is. And one of our messages when we were doing advanced organic chemistry as part of my PhD, you had to be able to actually see the spectral pattern of an infrared spectroscopy and actually build the structure of the molecule based on the spectral pattern. Is that cool or what?
That's very cool.
Now, if you couldn't do it, you didn't pass the grade. And out of our class, I think only about 5 or 10% actually passed. The rest of them failed horribly. And I got a pretty good grade, considering how complex it was, but I like puzzles. What people need to understand is that that stereochemistry was developed by Linus Pauling, and he also developed the atomic resonance theory that every living thing, just like Einstein said everything is vibration, everything in life is infrared vibration. Is that neat or what?
Very neat.
And the infrared vibration actually transmits information that tells your cells to turn on and off genes in real time in picoseconds, describing in how to make messenger RNA to make structural proteins and enzymes. So frequency 1 and 2 are stimulatory. Frequency 3 is for brain, skin, we call neuroectoderm. Frequency 4 is for internal organs like liver, kidneys, and spleen. Frequency 5 is glandular tissue, thyroid, parathyroid, sexual glands, ovaries, testicles. And frequency 6 and 7 are anti-inflammatory. And what's on the old pads, the NECA frequency, is a combination of frequencies. And now the newer ones, the light's coming out with, it just runs through all the frequencies. Well, you could take, for example, from the old research, which is trial and error, from Nikola Tesla, from the Rife machine, the Rife frequencies, and plug them into a computer and have an interface. And that's one way of doing it. But what I do is actually, I started doing research over 25 years ago, actually using a Keithy Enterprises microcircuit analyzer and picovolts and microamps. So I can actually tell you the spectral pattern of, say, melanoma or a liver cancer from out cell carcinoma or rheumatoid arthritis. That can actually tell you the infrared spectral pattern in specific frequency harmonics and picovolts and microamps. Is that weird or what? In other words, I can describe the informational hologram that actually allows health and disease to exist. You can't even metastasize to a tissue unless you have a harmonic hologram that allows it, which is why when I would go and somebody had a specific cancer, I can actually pick up the hologram of their primary tumor and actually find out which bones it metastasized to by scanning their body on their skin. Is that cool or what?
Yep.
Now, I know from my reading and research, no one else on Earth has done what I've done. Nobody. Now, what I know could be turned into the most deadly weapon in human history. And the Russians have got some rudimentary understanding of this, which is why they've been doing research for 70 years. In fact, the machine that I have is actually the one that the Russians use for scanning their cosmonauts in space, so they can actually tell in their base station, say in Moscow, exactly how the health of a cosmonaut is doing at any time in their space station, or out in a tether, or if they're traveling between here and say, you know, we do have space fleets, by the way. Gary McKinnon was right when he said we have space fleets, and he hacked into their space commander list. People say, oh, Dr. Deagle, you're crazy now. You can't say that. Yeah, I will. I'll just tell you the straight-up facts, because I had above top secret clearance. But the fact is, if you want to heal your body, you need frequency and you need substance. You need the right nutraceuticals. You need the right frequency. Now, if you're sitting at home with a Wi-Fi network, with a smart meter, electrotoxins, and you got a cell phone on the side of your head, you're scrambling your DNA. You're actually silencing your biophoton flux that regulates your genes. Not funny. And, you know, they've got a stage 2B cancer, which is cell phones. These smart meters are dangerous. They're not smart. They're dumb. Dumb meters, they should call them, because they're screwing you up. Now, when you use the lumen photon, it's like a big eraser. You're erasing for the day the things that are making you go blind, going into heart failure, causing your kidneys to shut down, or causing you to get osteoarthritis in your joints. I tell people, if a woman has osteoporosis, I want a DEXA bone scan. I want to also get deoxypyridinium and pyridinium in urine subunits. And the DEXA bone scan, I say, this is where we're going to put the pad. If it's T7, like that lady that emailed me earlier, or her surgical neck or her right hip, I want to put the pad directly over that area, and I want to put it on the NECA setting. And then I tell her to take the right nutraceuticals, you know, bone generator, micelle D3, myco D2, full vitamin K2, collagen max, and guess what? She'll get healing. And in fact, the deoxypyridinium and pyridinylene collagen subunits in the bone being ripped apart stops showing up in the urine within 3 weeks with my protocol using the lumen photon. Also, the best exercise is the Sonic Life, because it compresses the piezoelectric crystals and actually creates a piezoelectric current to reverse osteopenia and lay down new bone. So if you don't take all the right nutraceuticals and have the right signal, you're not going to make new bone. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know how to do it. And if you think some dumb knucklehead doctor is going to give you a bisphosphonate drug that's going to kill your osteoblasts, it's going to fix it. Yeah, they'll make more dense bone, but they're not stronger. It's like making chalk instead of something like steel with rebar in it. You got to have the rebar. Well, that's where the lumen comes in. Doesn't matter if you're trying to reverse optic neuropathy, peripheral neuropathy in your feet. You can put your feet in these boots. We have a boot-shaped device. So if you're diabetic, I see these stupid commercials on TV trying to push these, you know, GABA agonist things to stop your pain and make you a zombie. These knuckleheads are trying to push all this pharmaceutical crap. Bothers the hell out of me, because I know what they do to patients. I've given it to people before, and I've seen how useless it is. And I've worked, problem solved around it. Hey, you want to reverse neuropathy, you need to take your ultracyamin B1, Neurogen to remyelinate the peripheral nerve fibers, things to stop the free radicals like Cell Defense Plus, Cell Detox Glutathione, ultracyamin B1 for transketolase, and then you use the lumen pads and stick your feet in these boots, neuropathy is going to go. You're not going to get your toes lopped off or get a below-the-knee amputation or the vasculopathy or neuropathy. Because you always get a Charcot joint when you can't feel how you're moving. If you tear the joint, all to hell. Everybody's known this, like, you know, with the Charcot joints for 200 years. But do you see the doctors doing it? So now we have the new pads. Tell us what some of these new pads can do. Because we also have the blue light pads, which also have their biological effect of healing the body, too, with a different technology.
Right, right. The blue pads have an antimicrobial action, and are the blue light itself doesn't penetrate as deeply as the red or infrared, but it does have its own sort of special, I guess, tweak on it, and it is mostly we've seen blue used for skin issues because it, as I said, it doesn't penetrate as deeply.
Right.
But it's strong. It is
antipathogenic. Yeah. Now we have our antipathogenics: NutriSilver, NutriIodine, Allicin-Med, NutriImmune 26Y, and NutriDefense. And you can use those in combination. So, for example, let's say you've got a chronic. How many potential pathogens are growing on the skin of every human?
Oh gosh,
200 plus. And these are all the way from mites, which are microscopic insects. Now, you have to understand, when the microscopic insects come out at night, your skin becomes a red light district for them to have sex and then crawl back into your pores.
Oh.
Believe it or not. And the worms, parasites, fungi, viruses, it's just a jungle down there. If you actually go down there, you know, I saw this show, Monsters Inside Me. If you saw what was inside you and on top of you on your skin, you go, yuck, you start retching. This next half hour before we have Deborah Tavares on, we may actually get her on early, talk to our board off, because she has so much stuff to say. I know she's doing some other shows here on Genesis Network and other networks to try to just get all the word out. So let's see if we can get Deborah on early. But let me just summarize what I see in the news happening as we speak. Number one, we have a red deer velvet that's coming. That will be here. It's going to be calculated this week. So if you want to pre-order, do contact us, because it's going to go off the shelves awfully fast. And then we have to then do a second run, and that may be delayed a few weeks before that comes off. Secondly, everyone can contact me by email to get a basic starter protocol if you need a consult. For example, I had a consult recently by someone who said their 2-year-old granddaughter had cancer, and no one knew what to do. But that's, we discuss this over and over again in the show, and there's 4 things you need to do. Number one, you need to get our cancer nutraceuticals, which I tell you free what to take. You need to get the dendritic vaccine, which is the best place to get that is the Isles Clinic in Tijuana. You need to have the GCMAF, which I can obtain from Europe for you, the granulocyte macrophage activation factor. And you need the RGCC cancer test, so you can know what you see an RGCC doctor that'll do insulin potentiated chemo. I don't believe in radiation therapy. I do believe in excision of the tumor if there's a primary that's blocking either an artery, nerves, or a bowel, or the stomach. But beyond that, I don't believe in radiation therapy or proton pump, proton therapy, where they do a proton beam to see if they can knock on the tumor by destroying the tissues. I do believe in insulin potentiated chemotherapy is very effective if you've done the test to know which drugs will work. At low dosage, and the insulin potentiates so it goes to the tumor only and doesn't cause the damage to the bone marrow, cause a massive infection or bleed out. So if you want the full advice and all of the other things, you need to do a consult. So if you're just even... we got Deborah on early. Very good. Deborah, last week we didn't cover as much stuff as you want to cover, and I know you've been on other shows on this network and elsewhere, and you got to get the word out because you have a lot of stuff to cover. I don't think people grasp how, number one, how fragile society is now, how close we are to literally the Matrix, the New World Disorder. I don't think you believe that this is like a way future down, that's not going to happen. It's not only happening, it's been happening for a long time, and a lot of these things are deeply embedded into our culture, and we're just floating along thinking everything's fine, and it's not fine. The fires up in Northern California were artificial. The ICLEI and the United Nations thing has been around for years. The UN itself was manufactured after World War II on purpose to set up a global government and eventually to reduce the world population. People don't understand even a power grid, the fact that we don't have a hardened power grid against a coronal mass ejection of the sun every 150 years, as Dr. Peter Fry says. I was watching him on Life, Liberty, and Levine last night on Fox News. People don't understand that everything is conspiring to end the human race as we currently know it. And I'd like you to go through some of your latest discoveries. As I say, you're like a cadaver dog that can actually find all the dead bones and bodies. And you found a lot of bones, haven't you?
Well, Dr. Bill, thank you so much for having me on. Yes, this is really urgent and vital information to share. I want to say that I have a YouTube up, and it's entitled Kill Cities by Rothschild and Rockefeller. Now, YouTube has put a block on it, basically. There's no more ability for people to see the count on this YouTube or to comment. There were literally hundreds of thousands of views before YouTube did this. We're right. going to be renaming it and pumping it back out, but for everyone that is listening, please go to your YouTube channel, type in Kill Cities by Rothschild and Rockefeller and understand what is happening in every city, everywhere, all over this entire planet.
Right.
It's important to grasp these words. Everywhere, every city, all over the planet. Now we're going to talk about this, and we're going to talk about ways in which you can prove what I am saying to be correct. And I think, Dr. Bill, this is absolutely paramount, because people are being told fake news, fake news, fake news. And
right.
I recently discovered that the entire fake news agenda is being promoted by Rothschild and Rockefeller out of the Brookings Institute.
Right.
And this is a psyops. This is a way in which to limit our ability to get the truth out. And the truth that I'm going to be talking about right now, Dr. Bill, is based in absolute documents that everybody can look at for yourselves. So what do I mean specifically? You can start here. Just go and type in the name of your city, followed by your country or your state. And then after you've typed that in, your search bar, type in plans to reduce fossil fuels. Or after your city and state or country, type in plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. All your cities, all your states, all your countries have initiated this false plan of genocide. This is a genocide plan because the science is not real. Number one, fossil fuels is not the source of our petroleum. Lie number one.
Right.
Understand and go to The Origins of Oil. It's a YouTube on the very top of stopthecrime.net. Please watch it. Share it far and wide. Right now, Dr. Bill, as you so know, they're attempting to create the illusion that we're running out of water. Understand, the earth makes water. It is a renewable energy resource. Everyone has been taught a lie so
right.
that those in control can control every yeah. single thing, including your mind.
Let me insert two facts here real quickly, and I'll let you go, but continue. Number one, we're going to get Steve Jacobs on from Northwestern University that's done work on ringwoodite, which is a mantle rock, that he says that when water is released from nascent ringwoodite rock, which makes it the mantle of the earth, which is giant, you know, it goes down hundreds of kilometers, that releases water, nascent water, that actually lowers the melting point of rock, creating all earthquakes and volcanoes. He's estimated, and they've estimated, 10 times more water is under us in literally giant basaliths or oceans of water under the tectonic plates, let alone the water that's held up in the physical structure of the mantle rock. And the second thing you mentioned there is the gold theory, which was published a year before I was born in 1951, and at a conference in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, they actually showed very clearly, and the Russians believe that they're at the conference, that they drilled down 40,000 feet deeper than any dinosaur or fern ever was. And that's the origin of the oil comes from the nuclear reaction of what the Earth is. The catalytic creation of larger hydrocarbon molecules is a nuclear reaction. That's why the balls of debris that came on the coast of Louisiana and Texas were radioactive when they had the giant basalt burst into with deep drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. So those two facts are really important. We have no limit of oil. We have no limit of water. It's all lies, and it's all involved with population control. And in fact, the biggest problem we're doing, the third fact I want to...
It's massive genocide, Dr. Bill. Absolutely
right.
Massive genocide. And we're going to go into that a little bit.
Yeah, I just want to throw those facts. These are facts I've mentioned for now 13 years on the show, and people need to realize they are using pseudoscience to put forward a genocidal policy, and they're not fixing things that really could be a danger, like hardening the power grid against a coronal mass ejection or a cyber attack or an EMP attack from even passing satellites to North Korea. We're not doing anything to protect ourselves, and that's all the government's.
Well, that's obvious because it's genocide. As many people that can be killed based on a false attack by some other country or nation, to blame the power grid going down is the goal. But I'm not going to hypothesize. I want to stay with documents right now, and I want to certainly talk about the resilient cities that I've been talking about. These are what people have been in the past calling stack and pack buildings. What is happening right now is the infrastructure is being set up everywhere along existing transportation lines to force every city in the United States, whether they have building codes or this type of allowable construction in those areas or not. They're being forced to build a minimum of 8-story buildings along all transportation hubs now.
So interesting. Keep that thought. Welcome back. Deborah, let's continue. Last week we have extra time now for you because I think these issues need to come out. And I watched Life, Liberty, and Levine on his show on Sunday. I saw about half the program with Dr. Peter Fry, who's on this international committee about the power grid and solar mass ejection, hacking, etc. That's one of many different things. But people should understand the power grid vulnerability, the financial vulnerability, the environmental vulnerability with the creation of new super pathogens and so on purpose that are tweaked in laboratories. The fragility of the food supply with monoculture, genetically modified food. Everything's all converging on a near future where much of the population of Earth is going to be basically euthanized.
Well, that's exactly right. And I would like to touch upon what I didn't finish prior to this last break, and that was the documents that everyone needs to take a look at for themselves.
Right.
And that is the climate action plans. Now, again, I said type in the name of your city, your country, state, what have you, followed by either plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions or plans to reduce fossil fuels. Now, I'm going to be referring to the climate action plan that I have right here out of Sonoma County in Northern California, out of Santa Rosa. So I'm looking at this plan specifically. It's extremely important when you look at these plans that you understand this is all pre-crime. These are criminal plans. It is all based on disinformation and a science that does not exist. And what I found, Dr. Bill, is people are just really oftentimes embarrassed to state their position on climate change, which is, of course, also called global warming. Some people will say, well, they're not certain, or they don't really have an opinion. And those that are educated, of course, in the educational structure that we have for disinformation have certainly been told that the climate change exists and that it's real. And they're never told about weather control. That is, in fact, the majority of the climate change. There are other factors, too. But the intentional manipulation of the weather is, by and large, our storms and winds and hurricanes certainly fomented the fires here in Northern California. But then there are those that know that climate change is created for new markets and created for genocide. So everyone needs to look at these plans as criminal plans, pre-crime plans. So let's talk about that. I flipped open my criminal plan book, or the climate action plan, and I'm looking at sectors of attack. So you need to look at it in this referencing, because you're going to see words like building energy, and then they say the goals. To increase building energy efficiency. I want to add something to this comment right now, right here. We just looked at the San Francisco Chronicle, and the San Francisco Chronicle said there are thousands of buildings that are not seismic retrofitted for earthquakes. But listen to this, Dr. Bill. They don't know what those building addresses are. So this is insane. You just heard me tell you something really insane that was in the paper, that San Francisco has thousands of buildings that are not retrofitted for seismic requirements and they don't know the addresses or where they are. So what this is telling me is they're going to do mass inspections, mass forced inspections, to determine what buildings are not seismically retrofitted and force the owners to retrofit them. Because we saw some bills like this in Southern California, where if the building was built before 1960, it would have to be retrofitted, or it would be red tagged if it was an apartment building, and people would not be allowed to live in it. So this is going to happen. This is a shutdown of private ownership on multifamily buildings or commercial buildings. This is what you're seeing. Because we saw it in Southern California. This is why we're seeing a huge turnover in buildings that were built prior to 1960, because many of them were built with semi-subterranean parking, which meant that part of the living area is built over the garages, which makes them far more collapsible in a quake, and we certainly saw that in earthquakes in Southern California. And so they're getting ready to literally siphon off retirement for older folks in particular, or investors that own multifamily construction. And they're going to go through all the large cities and require certain seismic requirements. They're going to require wind load requirements, too, because they're saying we're at a new normal of weather weaponized events. So wind loads will be recount. Why can I tell you all this? I have been in construction for over 30 years. I'm a third generation home builder and commercial builder, and with our own business, we ran the plans. We had the plans drawn. We went through the meetings to get the plans permitted and approved, and we built out these projects ourselves. So I understand the verbiage in the plans that I'm telling you about because of this. And it's because of this past knowledge that I can look at these climate action plans. They may be called in your city energy action plans, but any plan that reduces greenhouse gas emissions or talks about fossil fuels are criminal plans. So let me continue in this plan book of mine. Okay, so building energy, increase renewable energy use, switch equipment from fossil fuel to electricity. Now remember, this is in their criminal plan, their pre-crime plans, and there is no such thing as switching from fossil fuel, because fossil fuel doesn't exist.
Right.
So you have to understand that they are saying it in plain sight. These are criminal plan books. Read them. So let me explain this to you right now. When it says switch equipment from fossil fuel to electricity, let me tell you what is happening further on in the plans. I won't have time to go through these 200-plus page plans. You can type in climate action plans with my name. See that I have done many, many YouTubes on the climate action plan.
So do they have the staff to actually do this? Because if you think of the literally millions of residences in America, there's a lot of areas that are earthquake zone dangers, especially the East Coast, near nuclear reactors, Oklahoma, California, Texas.
It's called Tesla earthquakes.
Right, and you know how they can trigger them.
Absolutely. And so knowing that, and knowing that they are telling us we are all in a new normal of climate change, this is going to be induced. And I'm going to add something here, and I don't want to get off track, but I'm going to add this right now since you brought this up, Dr. Bill. I have discovered that the globalists, and when I mean globalists, I'm talking Rothschild, Rockefeller, and all the minions that are orchestrating these horrific crimes against all of us, these criminal plans. I have discovered, because I've been tracking resilient cities, so again, everyone watch Kill Cities by Rockefeller and Rothschild, and go to stopthecrime.net and go to our YouTube channel and watch our current YouTubes on resilient cities. I have several brand new YouTubes up. You've got to watch them about 5G and what the real purpose and planned setup for these cities really are. We'll go over that a little bit since I have more time today, Dr. Bill.
Right.
But I have discovered that Rockefeller and Rothschild are creating new global insurance policies for resilient cities. I'm going to read you a couple of things about that. Insurance and Cities Summit creates insurance development goals for new cities. And they talk about this first time ever summit on insurance industry city collaboration towards a resilient and sustainable urban future. And it concluded with a set of goals. Now let's talk about this insurance. For the insurance industry, they say the global trend towards city living means a lot of new business. And I'm going to end it there until we get
back. When you get back from the break, we'll definitely continue. It's important for people to understand this framework is not theoretical. It's not conspiracy theory. It's in the public domain. You just may not have been aware of it, but they're moving us toward this very rapidly. Back in a moment with Deborah Tavares. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. The complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love, NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.